This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Yet glad to be here.
Yes.
Always a beautiful Sabbath day, and yet glad to be with those who are striving, those that love God. And thanking God that I was thinking of a scripture that says, buy the truth and sell it not. And not selling the truth, taking a stand, not taking down, loving God, keeping His commandments. And just glad for that, glad to know that. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. This is holiday time and people are spending beyond their means. Holiday time is good, but it has nothing to do with God. We live and give and are thankful daily. I want to talk about the counsel of God today. Before we get into that, our brother Richard, he has a testimony and he's going to sing Fly Away. Thank God.
Thank God for our great pastor bringing us the word of God, bringing us knowledge and breaking it down that we may be able to take it so we can put it in action. And I thank God for him. Since I heard him, I came to this church and God, what God has done for me in my life, striving to live holy, no condemnation in my life this day, and I am very happy. And I thank God for all the saints.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God.
Fly away. is just a vapor away. Thank God I'm saved.
Beautiful. Thank God. Thank God for the choir. Our announcements, Deacon Debbie. Thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Lacuna Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. And this door is open because of the stand our great Bishop Barfield had when she came out from Port Clinton, Ohio. God showed her in a vision, this is where he wanted her to start a new work. And it was about coming into the knowledge of the commandments, which is God's word. And we've been continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, because that is the doctrine of God. That's God's will, his law, his commandments. That is God's word. And that is the doctrine. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And this is written for then and for now, and it's written for the future. Yeah. Let's go to Proverbs 11 and 14. I was thinking about all that's going on in the world. Most of the trouble that's going on in the world is because of counsel. Not having counsel, the right counsel. Isn't that beautiful? 11 and 14 is a true saying, and whether you are living for God or not, this is a true saying. What does it say?
Where no counsel is, the people fall.
What?
But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
There's safety when you get counsel and instructions, guidance in the things you're doing. Let's go to the 19th chapter, 19 and 20.
All right.
And you can't get guidance from someone you don't believe in. You got to believe in them, or believe in a thing to get counsel and guidance from them. You know, we're not Scientologists.
No.
So we don't go there for counsel. Mm-mm. And those that are into Scientology That's what they should get their counsel from, Scientology, not from us. Our counsel is going to be spiritual. And anybody that's keeping God's commandments, keeping God's way and his word, the counsel is spiritual. There's a lot of good counsel out there, but it depends on what you're looking for.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
If you're looking for salvation, this is the counsel. If you're looking for wisdom, this is the counsel.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful? Yes. But the counsel out there is not for God. It's only for the world.
Right.
19 and 20 says what?
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end.
Well, your wisdom come by counsel.
Yes.
And you shouldn't get counsel from anyone you don't have confidence in. You need confidence to follow the instruction.
Yes.
Now, it's like following God. If we don't believe in God, why follow God?
Right.
But if we're going to follow God, let's follow him if we believe in him. Because that's the true, what do you call that? That's the litmus test.
Yes.
If you really believe God, you're going to obey and follow, right?
Yes.
And not be selective in what you want to follow, but you're going to follow him wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
There are many devices in a man's heart.
That's why I said a man's heart is just deceitful above all. Why? Because things enter into your mind and you'll think it's you talking. That's the enemy talking. And the same thing when you're living for God, God is talking. And you won't recognize God if you don't know scripture, if you don't understand, don't believe God. You're not going to recognize God. If you believe God, if you obey God, he's easy to recognize.
Beautiful.
He's harder to recognize when you're not obedient.
That's right. Beautiful.
Yes. Is this or is it not? Well, I obeyed last time. I thought, well, this time I thought, I did what I thought was right. That's someone that's iffy. Tossed to and from with their own mind. And that's the enemy they're working with that mind. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe. But if you got one principle that's sure, what's the point of being here unless you believe and follow?
Yes, Lord.
If you just believe and follow, you don't have to have all of this weights and balances because you're sure. Isn't that beautiful? Your mind is made up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
Many devices in the heart.
Now, beautiful.
In other words, we can have many excuses for many things while we do. Or why we should do this. Pastor, I should do this. It's right next door. And guess what? The babysitter lives there too. I mean, this is, and you know what? Their husband worked for my husband.
All right.
But God has said, let's go this way. But your mind's only seeing what's good for you. Or like Naaman said, isn't it cleaner water than Jordan?
Right.
Like, do we have any muddy? Let's follow the instruction. That's what counsel is all about.
Yes.
Let's go a little further. Let's go to the 27th verse. What does it say?
Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge.
And your mind. Mm-hmm. Well, so-and-so said to make you want to err from the words of knowledge. You need knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Knowledge is counsel.
Yes, it is.
1 Corinthians 2 and 1.
All right, Pastor.
This might not be a shouting lesson, okay?
Beautiful, Pastor.
Now, I don't want anybody to say, well, I haven't tuned in yet to one of those shouting lessons. Well,
shouting.
That's because you weren't able to shout.
All right.
That's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's shouting if you able.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 11, what does it say?
11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him.
Now, the spirit of the devil, the spirit, that's what man have before we are born again. We get the spirit of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the devil knows the devil. And you got people with gifts that know your spirit. They can look at you and tell you all about yourself because that gift is in the earth.
Yes.
And it comes through the enemy. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit
of God. So wait a minute. We could never have known about the commandments unless the Spirit of God guided us to it. Because the scripture says, no man come to God except God draw him. So some anointed had to be drawn to the commandment. That's what Bishop Barfield was, drawn to that. And the Spirit has been giving us everything ever since. And it takes time to bring knowledge. God could have gave us knowledge to Bishop Barfield that we have today, but he didn't choose to do that.
Right.
He could have given it to what was his name before Bishop Barfield?
Holmes.
But he didn't. So if he didn't, you have to assume he wasn't saved.
Right.
You can't assume the one before someone is saved. You just can't assume that. If they don't have the commandments, you can't. Because if you don't, you can put everybody in there.
Right.
What am I talking about?
Right.
I'm giving you wise counsel.
Go ahead. Beautiful.
This is the counsel of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Now we have received not the spirit of the
so
world.
So in here, we don't have the spirit of the world. That's why we don't do what the world do. Right. We don't have the spirit of the world. And we've been going from growing from this from since I received it. I've been growing from this from since I received it. Everybody got to speak for themselves. And yet you all have, because we're not doing the things we used to do. Read.
That's right. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
What?
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth.
This is why you don't have many come for counsel when they know the words we speak. Mm-hmm. Because our words are not pleasant to the flesh. Mm-hmm. Many times it causes you to make decisions.
Yes.
Left or right. Mm-hmm. Go or come. Because that's wisdom. You want a good relationship, keep it clinical. And I'll say that even for a saint, you want the best relationship, don't play. Let's not have relationships where we bump into each other and pass and licks. That's carnal stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that if you do it in the right spirit. You have to know them that labor amongst you, because some ain't ready for that. But there's nothing wrong with that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes, sir. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
That's what we do.
Yes.
And when we get to compare, you tell somebody, says, well, I'm having a problem with my companion. So you do. So yeah, they've been running on me ever since we've been married. How long have you been married? 20 years. Said, well, you know, the Lord says, thy right hand offended cut off. Mm-hmm. They can't take, so wait a minute, what? Mm-hmm.
Right,
you mean I got to let them go? I got to pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
What you come for.
That's right.
But see, when you, and that's a simple solution, and it's true.
Right.
But many can't bear that. That's why many didn't come for counsel. Most of what they came for, Jesus, what did he come for? Healing.
Healing, yes.
Lord, help me. My leprosy. But it wasn't too many for counsel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That we know of.
That's right. That's right.
And yet, those that were following him had counsel. Yes. And no question about it, because that's the way of life.
Right.
That's just, say, well, they didn't have no issues. Yes, they did. Same issues we face today. Isn't that
that's
beautiful
right.
to know
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's read the a little further. You read down to 13?
I read the 13th.
Let's read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Fifth verse, 2 and 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power
isn't that
of
beautiful?
God.
Not in the wisdom of men. He said, well, those commandments done away with. Yeah, but it gave me power to stop doing a lot of things I used to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm gaining more power.
Isn't that beautiful?
What does yours do for you? Because our power comes through works.
Yes.
They have faith, but they don't have no works, so they don't have no power.
Right?
Read.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Yeah, that's where the problem comes in. See, now you're going to go to somebody going to counsel you to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't coming to you because they don't believe in that.
Right.
So you have to go to where you trust the counsel
right.
and that the counsel is going to do something for you. If you don't believe in it, why would they come here for it, right?
Yes.
Read.
Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world
what?
That come to naught.
What?
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
This was ordained to us. Mm-hmm. In other words, God set this knowledge for us to find the knowledge. Matthews.
All right.
Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews 13:10. Let's go there.
All right, Pastor.
This is our plight to discover what God has done. Now, man thinks it's glorious to discover how many planets he made. That ain't what the glory is. The glory is to discover who he is and what we need to do. That's what the glory is. There's no glory in his planets. And women, God get all the glory. He gets all the glory. That's what I was saying. That's to wonder and give awe. But that's nothing to try to teach somebody now. That last plan out there, he made that too. It tells you in the beginning, he made all the heavens, right?
That's right.
So, but let's talk about what's the purpose of us and what God is asking for. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. Matthew 13:10, what does it say?
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Mm-hmm.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
So then what's the point in speaking to them then? Huh? Because there's always somebody that may be a sheep.
Right.
But to the regular churchgoer, if you don't have a mind to live for God, it's spoken in parables.
Yes.
And what we speak about the commandments is like a parable. Why are you talking? That's done away with because they don't have no knowledge. A parable is about something you have no knowledge, no understanding of. That's why he said, it's been said, but I say, parables like unto dark sayings.
Yes.
You hear it, but you really don't understand it. Like they say, God said, you make one step, I'll take two. I'll make two. Those are dark sayings. You know why it's dark? Because it ain't seen in the scripture. So I don't see that nowhere. That's why it's the dark saying. Can you see it? And more important, don't make no sense. Right?
Read. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given.
What?
And he shall have more abundance.
What?
But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath.
Even that he hath. Now, mm-hmm. Let's read the 15th verse. What does it say? 13th verse, rather. What does it say?
Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand.
Because God wants to speak in a way where
yes.
If you're hungry, well, what does that mean? God wants you to come after and inquire, and be drawn to the parable. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody says, well, that don't make no sense, and so on, so on, so. They're not a sheep. But if someone will be inquiring, God wants to see you coming,
mm-hmm.
Then he can open up more understanding.
Yes.
But most people don't want it.
They don't.
When you say, take, mm-hmm. Even when you're doing wrong, people don't want to hear that, even though they say, Jesus paid the price, you're supposed to take without retaliation. So, no, I don't think he meant it like that, because he know our flesh is weak. Yeah, and so do we. But this is how you make it strong. Right? Read.
Yes. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
Which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and mm-hmm. Seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive.
Ephesians 4, let's go there.
Right, yes.
You need counsel, and we don't want to go to Egypt for counsel.
No.
Because Egypt can't help you.
No.
You want the counsel of God.
Beautiful.
Ephesians 4:11, what does it say?
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers
mm-hmm.
For the perfecting of the saints.
This is what counsel is for. It's for to perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the work of the ministry, to perfect. And what? For the perfecting of the saints?
Mm-hmm. For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry counsel, because you're talking about the issues of life. Everything we do, there's an issue. And it's a way to do everything. Dealing with each other, our children, everything. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
Till we all come in the unity of
so
the faith.
So what's edifying for? Let's not do this, let's do this.
Right.
Let's not do this, let's do it this way. That's edifying. And it's to perfect us.
Beautiful.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So wait a minute. Somebody got to have the knowledge of the Spirit of God. God gives it through His Spirit, through Scripture.
Right.
Now, if you don't have a wire hooked up to plug into, it ain't going to mean nothing to you when the Scripture come.
Mm-hmm.
That's called dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some cases, wires crossed.
Yes, Pastor.
And your wires get crossed when you hear, and your mind is crossed the way,
mm-hmm.
Thinking about something else, and your mind should be here.
Right.
That's a crossfire when you hear, and you're looking at your text, trying to see who's texting you. You read your text. It's not just Sabbath. When you come together before the Spirit of God, your mind should be on the Spirit of God, on nothing else, and what God has to say. And it should be the same thing with fellowship. You should be fellowship with one another, and your mind is cross town. It should be in your fellowship, wholeheartedly.
Right.
When we come to rehearsal, Everything should be focused on that, giving your all into it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
The fullness. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Let's go there.
Beautiful passage.
Nothing like the counsel of God, but we want to make sure we got the same intent. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a program called
Criminal
Intent. Right. We're not criminals here.
No.
We're not going that far to about intent.
Right,
criminal intent. We're not no criminals.
No, Pastor.
Striving should be our intent.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
13 and 5, what does it say?
Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates.
Now that's the counsel he's giving you. Examine yourself. Just check it out. You say, now, when the wire is plugged in, do I get excited?
Right.
Am I at every function like I should be to encourage and to be encouraged?
All right.
Like I was 10 years ago?
That's
the questions you need to ask. Am I showing the same love that's shown me? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the household of faith. Isn't that beautiful? That's the scripture.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 11th verse.
Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect.
What?
Be of good comfort.
What?
Be of one mind.
What?
Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
So if you got one mind, that means you got the mind of Christ.
Beautiful.
What does the mind of Christ say? Dare any of you go before the law?
Right.
You would go to the saints for judgment.
Yes.
So a pastor, I want to come to you for a divorce. Now, Dad, you can't come to me for that.
No.
You can come for permission.
Yes.
But right. You have to go get legalities done for
exactly.
That. Exactly. Yes. Pass out so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I can give you the remedy, but you have to go elsewhere to get mm-hmm. The actual, right? That's wisdom.
That's
and everything, right?
Right?
Read. One mind, live in peace.
And the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Philippians 2. And yes. 5, let's go there.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We want to be like the Lord. And the Lord gave us wise counsel.
Yes.
Yes, he did. If he says, no, we haven't, maybe you haven't been set up on the right teaching.
Right.
Okay. Philippians 2 and 5.
Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 48.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Same mind the Lord have. We have the same mind today.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
And we want to strive to keep that mind. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe some that's tuning in, not too happy about the commandments, but that's God's word.
Yes.
And if they don't preach God's word, they ain't preaching.
Right,
not
right.
God's message.
That's right.
That is the message. 5:48 says what?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
now,
beautiful.
The Lord asked, how many ways can you spell perfect?
Uh-huh.
And how many, what does that mean?
Right.
You only mean one thing, without blemish.
All right.
Whole, holy,
all right.
Sanctified. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 43rd verse. What does it say?
Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you,
mm-hmm.
and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute
you. So anybody that despitefully use you, why wouldn't you pray, say, Lord, help them come to their senses that they are using me?
Right.
That's the prayer you would pray.
Right.
Help them come to their senses.
Yes.
Help them to come to the knowledge to do what's right.
Yeah.
That's praying for them. Why would you pray anything else?
Yes.
You wouldn't say, why would you say, Lord, make them stop using me?
Because
that means all about you, but we're really concerned that they straighten up their behavior. So you would say, Lord, help them realize what they're doing is wrong. And you go on.
Yes,
and
Pastor.
You don't have to get on your knee to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you can
Pastor.
Get a stop. Say, let's hold hands. You got to do that in your mind. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust.
In other words, if you want to be right, then you got a bakery. Somebody coming in, they may be some kind of gender besides male and female. Mm-hmm. They call it trans or whatever. Mm-hmm. So all I know is male and female. That's my business. It's going to shine on you as well as on the non-genders. Mm-hmm. But that's as far as I'm going with my cakes. Now, whatever I make, you welcome to have it. And if you want to throw a little, what's that, Ken and Barb on there?
Who?
Ken and Barbie. You want to put another two Kennys on top of that? That's your business, but do it outside when you get it home. But my cakes rain on them just as well as unjust. Anybody can get them. But you got to pick up the Ken and Barbie set down the street. I don't sell those, right? Yeah.
And Barbie set.
That's how you do that. Wise counsel, come on.
For if ye love them which love you, what reward?
So I ain't serving them because they transgender. Why would you care? But they see themselves as being a different species than male and female. Fine.
All right.
Say so you're gonna get the same cake that rained on the just and the unjust. That's it. Okay. Are we done here, Dad? Thank God. No, we got 3 more minutes, right? Okay. We can continue all this. Continue reading.
Okay. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? What? Do not even the publicans the
so
same?
So let's think about it. Say, so we can stop acting like this. I can't stand them. I don't want to walk near them. What do you got more than anybody else then?
All right.
You know, get around them. And when people are talking your language, don't talk your language. Don't sit up here and start thinking, they talking about me. They ain't studying you. And sometimes we have things to talk about. Right? And it might be a good thing to say, well, that's working. And then you say, well, okay then. So I'm just saying, you know, love your enemy. Love them. Be nice to them. You know, nobody want to hurt nobody. We want to have more than what other people have that call themselves live for God. Genesis 17:1, let's go there. Isn't that beautiful? This is good counsel, I think. Listen, I don't want anybody that's looking in here to think that this is beautiful. This is for real.
It is.
And Deacon Fenton is really clapping because she knows what I'm saying is right.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. 17:1 says what?
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Now he had been walking with the Lord since he was 75. Mm-hmm. Maybe even more than that. It just says he was 75 when he went down to Haran. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, come out.
Beautiful.
But he was already doing the work for the Lord. He said, I want to go out and go so and so and so and so. But at a certain point, knowledge came. 25 years later, now you walk before and be perfect. He was 99 years old and said, you got to be perfect. He didn't know that before. Knowledge comes, and you can't pick when knowledge comes. You have to accept the knowledge. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 5:22. Because Genesis 5:22. Mm-hmm. Because they always say, well, nobody can live perfect. That's all throughout the scripture. God ain't never asked for one to live perfect and the rest don't have to.
Right.
It don't work like that. God have always had someone to fulfill his will. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 5:22 says what?
And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Isn't that beautiful? What? Mm-hmm.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
What?
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Now wait a minute. Say, how is that perfect? That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you're walking with God, that means you're walking in harmony with God.
Mm-hmm. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Lacuna Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323 754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.